prayer.
Well, we don't sing it. Sister Janet Mead sings it.
And I suspect we're supposed to sing it for the Heavenly Father as well, rather than me. But, you know, who am I to say?
Well, I'm humming it along in my head. Very catchy.
It is great. Great tune. Great prayer.
The B-side of this album, of this single, is Brother Sun and Sister Moon. Do you know that song?
No.
Is that prayerful?
I don't know.
It's got 167,000 views as it was posted 8 years ago on the YouTube channel called Scratchy 45s. And I just hooked up my we got a record player for those retro people in the house that insist on buying overpriced vinyl. And I did actually hook it up to my hi-fi system that's 30 or 40 years old, and it does still work. And now I'm listening to Dolby Pro Logic audio again from my computer and from my Bluetooth. It's fun to listen to music out of more than a tiny speaker, Frank. Anyway, how have you been, Frank?
You think that's an...
Oh, there's my answer. Okay, then.
Obviously, I am a picture of health.
You sound fantastic. Okay, well, we're broadcasting live on two YouTube channels. We're on Twitter. We're on DLive. We're on Facebook. And we're also on FakoTube. It says only one person is watching on FakoTube. One is better than none. And as you know, we were having trouble with this Restream program. And this is really an audio podcast anyway. I wonder why I waste my time with the video any hoogie. But a lot of you guys like to hang out on the FakoTube chat and on the YouTube chat. So that's why I do it. But really, this is a podcast. That's why I don't have a camera. I don't have time to look pretty and dress up for the camera and look at the camera properly. So I don't have a camera.
And I've got to tell you that after that interview that I did with Emily, where I'm waving my hand all over the place,
yeah,
I think it's a blessing that I don't have a camera.
Yeah, it's so distracting because you really have to concentrate on how you look and where do you place your hands and your microphone. And the best microphones, unfortunately, blot out your entire face. This microphone here has a pop filter in front of it, and the pop filter is about 5 inches across, so it's right in front of my face. But I like good sound. I don't care how people look, especially when it's a podcast. I think it's completely stupid. And the best podcast in the world, including the No Agenda Show, he doesn't do video. And it's actually fun to imagine what he's doing because apparently he stands when he does his podcast for fitness purposes. And he's busy pressing a million buttons and it's kind of like the wizard behind the curtain. And I know what the guy looks like. I don't know what his co-partner John looks like. I haven't seen him for 20 years. He used to be in a magazine on a PC magazine, but I like the illusion. It's better. So you got the illusion of me talking into a mic. I will not do video in the immediate future.
Okay.
And like I said, I'd rather show my screen anyway. And so you can find the things that I'm looking at on your screen. And looks like we have 5 people in the FakoTube chat tonight. And just to give the notifications are going a little cuckoo right now. We're back to the same old problem since we have a new account. But as long as you don't mind a couple of Fakeologist is Live notifications from FakoTube, you'll be okay. Anyway, let's get back to Frank. Frank, how you been?
I've been well. I've been listening to a few different sources lately that I've enjoyed. One is called Revelations Radio News. They're quite they bring a lot of useful data and insight to it.
Okay, what is that, a podcast? Revelations
Radio.
Radio
News. And it was recommended by the fellow that does. I'm just trying to find his subscriptions. Just bear with me.
Revelations Radio.
A YouTuber called The Truth is Stranger Than Fiction, Will.
Okay.
And so they were quite interesting.
And it looks like they use the similar setup to my blog, which is smart.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I've enjoyed listening to them. I've been updating the analysis of the registered deaths in Victoria.
Let's just hear a bit.
You're listening to Revelations Radio News with Andrew Hoffman and Tim Kilkenny, a listener-supported podcast located at revelationsradionews.com.
We must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
Well, we are opposed around the world by a monolithic...
It seems so many people use that intro with Ike and JFK.
Yeah, and they're also modeling themselves on, your favorite guys that we were just talking about before.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. And they talk about the, value for value system, and they read out their people that contribute to the show. They've been going for 10 or so years.
The Lord is my shepherd.
Okay. Oh, right. They use producers. I see that now. Okay, that's pretty good.
Yeah, and they're into the child trafficking thing. I'm not sure Dave J would approve of.
Sorry, what do they rent?
They are big on the child trafficking idea that it's a that there's a heavy load of child trafficking run by the Clintons and so on.
Well, I have a small story. My daughter said her friend went to Las Wages last week.
Yeah.
And
Viva Las Wages.
And her friend and that friend's friend were walking down the strip. Don't ask me what time. Probably late. Yeah. And two big guys, one of them grabbed one of the girls from behind. And she had the ability to punch the guy in the face, and they took off. They ran. So that's not good. So is that what we call child trafficking now? They weren't children, they're young adults, but is that?
Well, actually, they're talking about human trafficking. So we don't know.
So is that what they mean? Would they have kidnapped her to do nasty things? Or
I don't know. I know they need hookers in Las Vegas. I know the motivations of those people.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if crime statistics are getting better or worse. I mean, apparently there's less child kidnapping going on now than there was when I was a child.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that the reason I have that idea in my head is because when I was looking at why are parents walking their children to school now, when that never happened when I was a child.
Okay.
And it comes about because people are fearful of what's going to happen to their children. Mm-hmm. Whereas crimes against children, the last time I looked at it, were actually an all-time low.
Right.
So it's intriguing that the fear factor for parents has increased.
Mm-hmm.
In contradiction to the, as I said, the crime statistics, I think crimes against children are at an all-time low. But anyway, these guys are into the trafficking thing, and they also are of the view that quite a lot of people died in the fire in Hawaii.
Okay. They're not fakeologists in any way.
They kind of are.
Okay.
They're a bit more like your
No Agenda show with Adam and John.
Yeah. They're more in that line. Probably a bit more fako than Adam and John.
Okay. And what is the spirituality angle?
Well, they are basically have the same view of the cosmology that I do. They're on a flat Earth, and it was all done according to the Bible.
And how many hosts?
Two of them.
Okay, that's good.
But they, as I said, I've listened to a few of them now. On the recommendation of the fellow that does whatever that podcast I just said before was, The Truth is Stranger Than Fiction. He's got a YouTube video that I watch.
Okay, let me find that. The Truth. Where did you find this guy?
Well, he basically puts out videos talking about his journey from a drug user, and now he is, has watched everything unfold and watching
this the channel here? Am I in the right place?
Let me.
The Truth is Stranger Than Fiction.
That's it.
Yeah. Okay. We see as through a glass darkly.wordpress.com.
Yeah. And he is really talking about
He's mostly huge.
He's big, and he talks a lot about Alice Bailey's book Externalization of the Hierarchy.
Mm-hmm.
And the Antichrist that is the UN and the Agenda 2030 and all the the use of tablets and technology to enslave people.
The Kabbalistic origins of modern astrophysics, evolution, and quantum theory. I like that. Yeah, well, that's sort of what woman was talking about. Probably Alexandria.
Probably Alexandria, yeah. So very much my bent. So I think they're putting out a lot of useful models that help you navigate things.
This blog is old. It hasn't been updated since 2018.
Oh, you're talking about Will's blog?
We See as Through a Glass Darkly.
He's very good at putting out videos, though. These videos, the most recent one was only a few days ago.
Okay. Here's his 9/11. Happy merging of the two pillars day. That's pretty cool. Some neat artwork, actually.
And he is a very good graphic artist. That's his thing, and musician. So his videos are extremely high quality.
Should we look at one real quick?
Sure. The latest one is pretty good.
Cells Without Walls, Ether Tech, False Gogs, and a Bluish Space. Okay.
So one of the things he talks about in this one is this, we talked about it a couple of weeks ago, that Einstein abolished the ether, but how on earth do phones and high tech work without ether?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The sound level is very low, app.
Well, so is his. I got a boot. I'll turn it up.
It'll get loud, though, in that case.
Yeah, there's nothing much going on. Someone's on a phone.
Okay.
Are you watching?
So that's the conversation, the first international cell call to Germany, to the grandson of Alexander Graham Bell.
Okay. What year is this?
80s, I'm guessing. So this is a guy sitting in his convertible making the first cell phone call internationally.
Mm.
Yeah, it's good to talk. Herr Grobner, please. Herr Grobner,
bitte. Okay, that's interesting. Oh, the first commercial cell phone call.
Mr. Grobner, this is Bob Barnett in Chicago. Sir, it's a pleasure to talk to you. As you know, this call today is the first, this is the first international call that we've made on the cellular system. And since your great-grandfather had such a start of this whole industry, namely Alexander Graham Bell, we just appreciate so much you're taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us today.
I'm just looking at the first pinned comment on here. I don't know if they talked about this, but it says here, this guy says, hey, brother, I stopped into my 30-year class reunion last night just to ask an old friend the question. She owns 3 funeral homes in the surrounding areas. I asked her if they were finding those fibrous blood clots in the body. She said, yes, never seen anything like it. They are not rare, happening very regularly. Thought you all should know. That part is no psyop. It's very real, unfortunately. Wow.
Yeah. Yes, yeah, so I think they've got some good stuff to talk about. Those.
Okay, so I should. I'll download this.
I doubt you'll have time to keep it up. Keep up with all the things you do.
Well, you've given me a lot of new stuff. I like new stuff.
Yeah.
I can. There's a lot of repetition in what I listen to. The Dollar Vigilante, I listen to him in the background. He's extremely repetitious. So when you offer me new stuff, I'm very happy. And
well, the things that I've been listening to lately are guys like NYSTV, mm-hmm. you know, that talk about the Babylonian system and how it's come about and how we can navigate our way through it.
Well, you listen to a lot of stuff too, because don't forget, you listen to all the Fakeologists and all the FakoTube and all the audio chats. So you're listening to a lot too.
Yeah, I do that because, you know, when I'm making and drying salt and packing mm-hmm. salt, I can, my gig is just a bit like Rick's. You know, I can
listen in the background. You don't have to focus.
I listen to it. When in fact, I can focus on those things. It's mm-hmm. packing the salt that I can do, you know, in auto mode. I don't have to give it a lot of attention. So it's quite a good gig from that point of view.
All right. Let me just say hi to the chat here. We have 9 people on 2 Facebook channels and, sorry, 1 Facebook channel and 2 YouTube channels. Hello. And Kupam Bazua says, I miss you guys and just received a notification on my YouTube. I tried calling several times to your webpage and was unable to connect live. If you can put a link to your FAKO webpage on this chat. Yes, I can. It's I'll make it very easy. Fakeologist.com. And one of the Facebook users says, are you taking calls? Yes, I'll turn Skype on. Call in on Fakeologist on Skype. I'll take your call. I'll take your call also on our phone number, 810-666-1984, 902-400-1984. And call in. I don't know who you are because the Facebook doesn't give me the name of the person in the restream because you're supposed to do something, but I can't remember what it is to make it show. So there's always so many technical things. But yeah, call in. Oh, I think I have a caller in her. Hello. Oh, it's the wonderful Jenna. Hello, Jenna. Jenna? Hello? I think I'm answering the phone. Jenna, go ahead, Frank.
I was just going to update people on the parking ticket.
Oh yeah, that's so riveting stuff.
I got a response back, basically saying that
pound salt.
No, they said. Oh, no, your letter doesn't make any sense. We've reviewed your thing and we're still going to fine you. So I've sent the second letter, which has then stopped them again. So they've sent me another letter saying I'll hold off until we consider it. So I'm now just finishing off with the third letter as per the rules of equity.
Yeah.
Jen,
are you there?
I am. Do you hear me?
Yeah, sorry, it's my fault. Skype changed the settings, but so nice to hear your voice. How are you?
Now, Jenna, I want to try and work out where you're from your accent. So don't tell us yet. I'm going to see if
we know where she's from. Jenna is a very famous caller in her.
Well, I can keep talking about what I know about if you can identify.
I think you're from California somewhere. Let me say San Diego.
No.
Wrong end of the West Coast. Go up.
Right. Originally. I like people typically from where I'm from say, use guys don't know what you're talking about. No, you, I'm just kidding. You do. Use guys is a Midwestern accent. I'm originally from Chicago.
Yeah.
Chicago, Chicago.
My now, parents,
the only people saying Howard Hughes was in Australia from my say from the time I was 15 to 40, and then it disappeared.
Hey, my parents met at Northwestern.
Neat.
Yeah. I don't like Chicago.
I'm going to go visit, and I do have two very close friends that are working in and around Northwestern University. Yeah. It will. Yeah. Yeah, I know. We'll see what happens. But I'm calling in, you know, Brian did find a YouTuber that was saying that there were GIS satellite images of the school bus parking lot, and that half, like a lot of the buses were not there. And
where are we talking about? Where are we? Lahaina. You're on the Maui thing. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the possibility that the kids didn't go home on the school buses, that the school buses possibly wound up somewhere else, like perhaps, you know, we don't know, but they weren't in the lot where the school buses are supposed to be parked. So
the children were sent home, weren't they, from school? Well, in fact, they were told not to come in, I understood.
I did too.
Well, it was August 8th. School doesn't start till the 15th, does it, in the United States? Or does it start at a different time in Hawaii?
Well, you can't forget that all the kids that didn't pay attention last year might have been going to summer school. And that also there are borders, like kids that, you know, pay $60,000 a year to be educated in Lahaina that live on site. So that was another thought.
There's a school in Lahaina that's world famous to spend that kind of money. I thought Lahaina is a little tourist town.
Yeah, I agree. It was just.
I don't even know. Yeah, this whole event has just got so much conspiracy candy spread around. I don't know what the hell's going on. I've never seen anything like it.
And the story that I got from those two fellows that I talked to before about the revelation. Mm-hmm. People,
yeah,
they were saying that the children were staying home, and their parents were at work. So when the fire broke out, what would the children wouldn't have known what to do anyway? They've got no warning. These are the things they're saying.
I thought the fire started at night. Well, I don't know. I don't know what's going on with Maui. It's just got every bit of conspiracy candy you can think of. I think the best explanation is they wanted to clear the area out because nobody, especially the locals, didn't want to move. They wanted to redevelop the place. And if you can't get them out, you burn them out. And they just lit some fires. And I think usually in these situations, they get everyone out ahead of time for whatever excuse they have.
Yeah.
So maybe we're missing that part of the story. But the whole part of Dew, direct energy weapons, I talked to Tom Quinn, who phoned me on my cell phone, so I couldn't record it. He wanted to tell me all about Dews, and I said, listen, I don't believe in Dews. He said, well, just go to Lockheed Martin's website. They have Dews. Okay, that's fine, but why would they use Dews? They just have to light a few of these structures on fire and get everyone out. And the governor seems to have said, we're not going to redevelop the area. You're SOL, which indicates to me he has other plans for the area.
Yeah. And we have seen that there were several city council meetings and people saying, you guys have this plan, and this plan almost incriminates you to premeditated murder because you had these plans all enacted and you didn't include the people living here.
But what if no one was murdered, though? How do we know who's murdered? Because
the 2,000 children
can they prove there's 2,000 children and none of this makes any sense.
Right. Other than registration and school starts early nowadays.
Well, it doesn't start August 8th.
No, but right now.
Mm-hmm. But I don't think we're getting I mean, I haven't heard anyone talk about 2,000 children, really. I mean, there's no...
Well,
I mean, if 2,000 children had died, I think we'd be hearing a lot more stuff, wouldn't we?
Well, where are the parents? Hello, here we go again. Where are all the parents screaming? There's, yeah. If there's 2,000 children, there's at least 4,000 parents. What's going on here?
Sure. But I tell you what, it's interesting that this ties in. I talked last week about the people of Norfolk Island and what's happening to them, how the Australian government appears to have undertaken a coup against the legitimate government of Norfolk Island. And it's really blowing up here. And it's, you know, what's happening on Norfolk Island seems to be paralleling what's happening with the land grab in Hawaii.
Mm-hmm. I'm just looking at the Lahaina Intermediate School calendar, 2023 to 2024. It looks like they start school in July, but the week of August 1st to the 8th were teacher work days, as in no students. So it looks like their school year is July to March. That's interesting.
That is different.
Or maybe. Sorry, maybe it's... I don't know what the hell it is. I can't tell from this. Now that I see it goes all the way to... the next year. So I don't know when their school year is, but it's not very clear.
But overall, we are...
Oh, wait, the first day of students is August 9th. Okay, never mind.
There's a pattern recognition, and all of our superpowers of pattern recognition have to be employed at this point, because if this is happening in other places at other times, and it's the same pattern, and that's where... Yeah, Brian and I will keep saying there is a communitarian, full-spectrum Talmudic agenda that has been applied to planet Earth, and we're sorting it out.
That's
effectively what, you know, they're the kind of people that I've been listening to that are essentially just talking about the Alice Baileys of the worlds, the... you know, playing out of the United Nations as being the externalization of the hierarchy. And the hidden hierarchy is now becoming, they're coming out now. That's really, you know, the illusion of how we think the world is being governed is being torn down, and the real control system is being revealed. That's happening in front of our eyes now.
By the way, can you see the screen right now? I know Frank can. Can you see it, Jenna?
Yeah, I can see the BitChute screen.
Okay.
Yes.
Everyone's got fake nukes. Phil has been on a couple times. And do you watch his stuff?
Yep.
Okay, because he called the Maui hospitals. There's nobody in there. Same empty hospital, so no burn unit people. The funeral homes aren't busy. So where is everybody? That's always the question.
Fascinating, because Eric West, I don't know if you know about that guy.
No.
He actually has a background in NSA, but he's a YouTuber, real estate in Hawaii real estate. Brian's correcting me. He has been saying all of these charitable funds going for the morgue and... that's already discrediting if there aren't any morgue he is saying he's raising funds to bury all these people that don't have a place to go, that are in the freezer.
It was my home.
Susie Richter managed to flee with her life before an inferno incinerated the Hawaiian waterfront town of Lahaina. She returned to find almost nothing left of her house. But she did find something in the remains. Her three furry friends who survived the blaze.
Look at my kitty. Hi, Kai. Hi, kitty. How's my little girl?
They survived in this storm drain right here. And I think this wall right here helped.
None of these people are helping the story. I mean,
and burned so fast.
She's so worried.
It took a little while, but I just was.
Does she look broken up that she's lost her house?
They were here.
I don't know. And none of these people look genuine to me. Them, but I
did. The amount of actors involved. Yeah.
Well, Hollywood's on strike, so they got to do something. This woman here is raising money on GoFundMe, our favorite fraud service. She's raised almost $3,000. And so Cindy Sugden is organizing this for Mary, this woman in the thing here. I don't know.
Well, she looked very pleased to be on TV to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Fake Nukes is showing a lot of... he's putting a lot of footage and a lot of effort into the story. I'm personally putting zero effort into it, but Fake Nukes has done quite a bit. So I've watched a lot of the stuff, and there's a lot of stuff. And the thing I like about Fake Nukes, even though he thinks the Jews do everything without mentioning any of the other people running the world, like the Masons and the Freemasons and the Jesuits, but he thinks it's all the Jews, but he doesn't believe in most of these mythical weapons here.
Hey, it's Fake Nukes Phil coming to you from
which I appreciate
the Soviet States of America once again. So today I'm just going to kind of recap some of the stuff we've been going over the past week or so. Not much has happened. Been kind of boring. So I was watching this one guy's channel, and it's a good channel. I should put it in the description. He knows that planes are fake on 9/11. He knows that nobody dies in these events.
Anyway, Phil is pretty much on board with the way I think. So take a look at his stuff. He doesn't believe in dues either, or in the sense that they were used in this event. So there's Fake Nukes. What else is going on, Jenna?
Well, in our world, personally, there was new information brought to us about how biochar, you know, we're into biochar, making biochar. It's a good thing to remove, you know.
Hey, I started a compost box.
Hey, great, great.
Okay.
And you can be putting your biochar in there. If you happen to be burning excess debris that's around your house or on your property that you want to get rid
of. I can't burn in the city. There's no way.
There's the limitation. So yeah. There is another Ottawa Facebooker that is saying, you know, that Jenna and Brian, they're into promoting this nano biochar that's all about sustainability, climate change, blah, blah, blah. And it's true. It has been co-opted and hijacked. The absolute, you know, truth that biochar is helpful for soils, but at the same time, to remediate climate change. So all of those libtards are, you know, investing in the carbon credits for using biochar, buying biochar, blah, blah, blah. But biochar is being co-opted by the libtards, is what's come up. And it's an irritant from our conversations on Facebook about sequestration. So, yeah, it's another pattern recognition. This is how they do it. They take a good idea, turn it upside down, and use it to co-opt more people into a communitarian groupthink of what's going on in the world. How's that?
I like it.
Alice Bailey writ large.
Was that right? Alice Bailey was talking about communitarianism?
Well, I'll read just the start of the this is from the Amazon. This is the Precy on the externalization of the hierarchy. The subject of human free will is always contrived to set men's mental teeth on edge. The fatalist automatically resigns himself to whatever befalls him, seeing in effect no cause attributable to his own action or inaction, but resigned always to the working of the inexorable fate. The Christian counterpart tends to accept his lot as the working of God's will, in which he has no say or no part. At the other extreme stands the rebellious, independent, determined to exercise his right to free self with self-willed action. This book, as one of its many values, shows the extent to which the hierarchy and other centers of life on the planet are dependent upon the unpredictable and often irresponsible factor of human free will. During the years leading up to the outbreak of World War II, every opportunity and every possible spiritual stimulation was offered to humanity in an effort to avoid precipitation of conflict on the physical plane. And it goes on then to talk about, you know, how you've got to have this hierarchy that preserves and looks after us.
Huh. All done. Jenna, do you have a website again? I want to promote your website.
Oh, well, great. I mean, I haven't uploaded a video in a long time. I'm A Squirrel, S-Q-I-R-L, on YouTube. And then Jenna Chaputis, S-H-A-P-U-T-I-S, on Facebook. And my comment to Alice Bailey is, you know, I think religion is the closest aspect of what's been co-opted into this one world movement.
Yes.
So that's where Adam
Green, they're developing this one world religion. It's a bit like, it's essentially Baha'i faith, where we're all perfecting ourselves, you know, but we need these gurus, the Alice Baileys and so on, to lead us through this path to spiritual growth. And of course, we need to, as you say, form these communes and think all like a hive and integrate with modern machinery.
Yeah. And I think a clear indication of pattern recognition would be 501c3s. So any religious, any kind of organization that's non-for-profit will be ultimately connected to the UN.
Yeah.
Send the links there. I will.
Yeah. Send me the link so I can put it in. We can, put maybe a graphic. I get Catch 22 to make the thumbnail. So maybe put an image of you, not Brian, in the thumbnail.
And I'm sure this is happening in the USA, but in Australia, this is now happening in these ways. There are three things that we're seeing happen. There's what's happening on Norfolk Island. Mm-hmm. There's our thing about The Voice, where there's going to be a committee created to represent Indigenous people that will then will have more power over what laws, et cetera, get made. So effectively, we'll have an elite group running the country. And then in November, the UN health thing becomes law, where they can just declare an emergency about anything on the basis that it's a health threat. So we're having Australia's really being hit in three ways by this at the moment. I'm sure it's happening in Canada.
Okay, I'll put a link to Jenna's channel on YouTube in the show notes tonight. We'll put that in. That'll be show note number 5. We always try and make show notes. The other thing I like about that podcast you brought up, Frank, is it looks like they have an AI-generated show note, which is pretty cool.
Oh.
I don't know how they do that. That sounds pretty cool.
Techie talk.
Yeah.
And Jenna, how is business? Have we still got Jenna or is she gone?
I think she went to rotate the biochar.
How is business, Jenna?
She sounds like she has a real mic tonight. You sound pretty good, Jenna. But you got to get on the mic.
Oh, here. I do have a real mic. I went to the Goodwill and I found one.
Oh, really? Oh, that's really good. Much better.
Yeah,
it does sound good. So I was wondering, how is business after all that? Is it going okay?
Well, okay. First of all,
that's a no.
Brian and I are, well, I mean, the business is we have forward progress in everything we're doing, and we are living to the best of our abilities in what we're doing. We're caretakers on a property, so we have responsibilities here, but at the same time, we do have like these model ideas of what could be better about how we're living. So, and we have the sawmill, so we're making biochar. The garden is producing. I'm canning. It's small scale. It's just like a little glimpse of happiness, but I'm happy. So I think that's the bottom line is I'm happy.
You are a happy person.
Yeah.
That's a good way to play. That's it. Brian's not bugging you too much?
No. Yeah. Right. My recent discovery was clearing space in the freezer, taking some ground beef, and okay, what can I do to make this best is seasoning, flattening, smoking, and dehydrating to make ground beef chips. And I'm working at perfecting that recipe. How's that?
Yeah, I'm interested in that recipe. I've had someone make some jerky for me, but I'm just storing up jerky.
Yeah.
Well, I got a voicemail I'm going to play for you now. I almost forgot to play some of the voicemail. This is from September 4th. I couldn't quite understand it, so maybe you guys can help. Let's listen.
Hey, buddy, I'm putting you about property in Patagonia, Argentina. You got to correct your facts. So Rabbi Eddie May Lieberson has a website, Miracle Kosher. MERCOKOSHER.com, MiracleKosher.com, and he's actually doing.
Did you hear that, Mark? I think he said MarcoKosher.com. He's talking about. Did you get any of that? Patagonia, Marco.
No.
I spelled that wrong. MarcoKosher.com. Does that sound right?
That was hard.
Yeah,
it
it's
was
hard.
Difficult.
He has a thick accent, Marco. Kosher. Let's see if I can find it. Marco Kosher. He's on Facebook. And let's see here. Something about Patagonia. But let me play the rest. This doesn't look like the right one.
Owner of 210,000 hectares, also in Governador Gregorius. Something that you are missing. About 22,000 hectares in the province of San Juan and 22,500 in Barcheta, Rio Negro. Those are important facts that you're missing. And he's a close partner with Eduardo Elsain at Crestwood Unirsa. Thank you.
I don't know what to do with that info. We've talked about Patagonia before, but everything he said doesn't really. He says I'm missing that info. He's right because I have no idea what he's talking about.
But, well, hopefully, if he's listening to this thing, he can call in again.
The caller in, yeah.
Just put some more detail in. We just don't have enough. But I don't have enough background to make out what the concern is. What the point is he's raising.
I think
no clue.
I think he needs more biochar in his life. That's obvious.
Everyone does.
Anything else, Jenna?
Actually, yes, Brian.
Brian.
Is that
asking? I love how Jenna changes her voice.
Yeah, isn't it fascinating? Frank, have you ever heard of Cindy Niles in Australia?
I think Gab posted a couple of her YouTube videos or Facebook things.
Yes.
That's the first and last I've had anything to do with her.
Yeah.
Well.
Thank I think she lives not far from me. I don't think she's.
I had her on. That's right. I'd love to get. Yeah, I've got many Cindy Niles videos I put on here. They're really good. Yeah, I put them on.
She is still talking. And she is not claiming to have any remedy. She just needs to talk. And I think that it's a great model for what everyone needs to do. Just share what's on your mind.
I really like Julianne Romanello. She's so cute. Unbelievable. She's such a good talker, too.
Okay, well, all men have the right to have different
opinions. Well. What happened? Oh, you see.
Brian was obviously about to say something important and fundamental.
I think that he was, I think Jenna probably squelched him. Probably going to say something.
Call back, Brian.
I think he was going to say something. Yeah. Well, here we are. I'll put Cindy Niles' Facebook page. She can.
Well, going on. So Jenna was saying that Cindy Niles is, she's not giving any action, but she's making her opinions.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I have to say that the taking action and writing letters, I'm not as yet receiving any adverse feedback from the things that I've done. I remember when I wrote to the Prime Minister, one of the characters that was on the Discord at the time, some guy from Norway, mm-hmm. his name escapes me, was saying, oh, why are you raising your head above the, effectively, why are you raising your head above the pulpit? Now they know who you are, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I think that kind of responding to fear in that way is not helpful to anyone.
Yeah. Oh man, do I ever hate the Facebook sound. Hey, are you back?
We are back.
Was Brian
was about to say something profound.
Right.
You know that.
He was saying something about Juliet Romanello, and then I think you hung up on him.
Sorry.
Yeah, Jenna was clicking buttons. Okay, so I'll repeat it. Julianne and Cindy both refused to come on RBN with Chris Hinckley, 8 a.m. Pacific, 5 days a week. Why is that? Well, I suspect that it's because they have alternative direction that they intend. So we aren't all in this together to find some sort of solution and are in actuality promoting, let's grab some pitchforks and torches and go kill a whole bunch of people. It's unfortunate, but I just think that this shows the importance of Fakeologist and his broadcasts.
Oh,
well,
thank you, Brian.
I want to endorse you on that, Brian, because it's very clear that the order out of chaos thing requires the destruction of our current system, the total destruction of the Christian-based system of government which exists around the world. Whether people realize it or not, the structures that we have at the moment, based on a legal system, and the fundamental basis of that legal system is that we have a God in heaven, a creator, and his son redeemed us, and that we follow the commandments. Now, people can argue till they're blue in the face, but that is effectively the current legal system. And this and the systems of the way we go about interacting with each other and the way we go about is essentially a Christian model that has been the subject of destruction. The new system cannot be brought in until the one we're currently operating on is destroyed. And when you talk about, people being encouraged to pick up their pitchforks, they're basically going to pick up their pitchforks and destroy the only thing that can help them, because it's really requiring us to use the system we've got. And I was talking before while you're off air about the success I've had writing letters based on the current laws that we have that are very helpful in overcoming things like stupid traffic fines and people making up, they can fine you without any trial. All of these things are not legal, but people are moving into this idea that they can be fined into submission. And Mab talks about it. We're not going to have courts. We're just going to send you fines and you just have to pay them. Well, that's not how it works in the current world.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to add that the golden rule, I think, is inherent in all human beings to be able to don't mess with people that you want, don't do unto others that you want done to yourself. And that line, even above religion, because Adam Green is doing a great job of demolishing Christianity in terms of.
Well, Frank won't like him.
Because his whole stance is that it's a construct of Jewish Judaic religion, creating the religion of the Hegelian dialectic to fight upon themselves, blah, blah. But the whole idea is that religion has been hijacked. But the essence of religion, I think, is the golden rule. Personally, just, you know, hold yourself up. You shouldn't have an institution to define what you're doing. And that's what Christianity has become. And Adam Green has done a good job in revealing that.
Do you have a link to the Adam Green's work?
I sure do. I'll put it in the chat. He's on Odyssey now because I think he's been... Am I muted? No.
I'm no, we're listening.
Oh, good. Yeah, he has been completely...
Only Brian can mute you.
He does.
So try on Odyssey.
I am.
No More News.
Odyssey. All right, yeah, I've heard of him. By the way, I'm looking through Cindy Niles' feed, and in Canada, which is where I am, all content linked to certain news sites is blocked. Now, that's not for censorship. That's just because the news sites that are sponsored by a lot of the Canadian government don't get any revenue when the news is on a Facebook feed. Because you don't have... I think the reason is because Facebook will pull the whole news article in, so you don't actually have to click on it and go to the news site. So those news sites, many of our articles are blocked in Canada, which is another reason not to use Facebook or any other person's platform. There's a little heads up there. But unfortunately, I don't hang out on Facebook, so I miss a lot of Cindy's videos. I think she is on Rumble, though. I don't know if she's still rumbling.
Yep.
Does she put all her stuff on Rumble?
Yep. Yeah.
I think
Okay. Her
Rumble channel might be Niles Talks.
Yeah, that's true. Niles Talks. I could look it up. Yeah, here it is. Okay, she is uploading here. Okay, and I am... I usually do get an email, I believe, when she talks. So good for her. She's still going. She's still going strong.
So, yeah, I did put No More News up, but Adam Green basically finds gleams left, right, all around. He finds clips to support his focus is that Christianity is a construct of the Jewish, Judaic, Abrahamic religion to completely fight back and forth, but to synthesize into this one world religion. And he actually responded to us on email, and he's like, send me some of your communitarian stuff. So all of the videos I recorded with PTL Media were sent to him. They're on his lap. He was NSA. We'll see if he's an operative. But the idea of using this word to connotate what's going on in the on the world space, this pattern, it's communitarianism. It's a synthesis of communism and capitalism. All the businesses have to be on board. Right. People have to be on board with this one world system.
Is China communitarianism?
Yes.
Well,
it's got to be the model.
China is controlled by the Jewish entities that have run it since the 1800s when they sent the British ships with cannons and blew up a multitude of sacred shrines. Are you Chinese getting the message? We have the firepower. And indeed, the Chinese allowed.
Brian, were you aware that the Chinese official government news agency Xinhua is actually a company wholly owned by a company in the London Square Mile?
How about if I say this? I am Irish Catholic. I have four other brothers, and one of them came to visit recently from Vietnam. He said, Brian, did you know that there's 100,000 businesses in Vietnam where I live that have gone under, and that there's something called the Hong Kong Shanghai
HSBC. HSBC.
Yes. Hong Kong Shanghai Bank. Yep.
Yeah, we know about that. Thank you.
And, yes. And they sent me a letter and asked me to come down to the bank. And there, the bank explained to me, although you can't see it in writing, I can tell you verbally that you need to pull all your funds out for your own good, for your own benefit, because Americans doing business in Vietnam is no longer going to work. So find another bank.
Okay.
Oh, and he went to all of his friends that were Americans, and they all got the same letters. So okay. That should be noted.
What does that mean?
Well, we can't put it in writing. We can only tell it to you verbally. This is for your own better good.
Mm-hmm.
What does it mean? It means I hope you had a nice ride because the party's over, folks. Things are going to change.
And that would be connected with the coin shops? Go ahead.
Well, yeah, the coin shops and the pawn shops in America, they're getting letters from the banks. We no longer want to do business with your business. You deal with too much cash. You're either depositing cash or withdrawing these, you know, $15,000-$20,000 in bills.
Buying silver.
Yeah. Yeah. We want to drop your account because digital currency.
CBDC.
CBDC.
So they don't have enough, they're not doing enough digital transactions. So they're too hard to manage, I guess. I guess that's the bottom line.
Yeah.
They want to discourage cash businesses from interacting with them until they maybe accept more credit cards and have more track and trace transactions.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. This is a transition.
Right.
Yeah, see that?
Yeah, we know that. That doesn't have much to do with communitarianism and anything like that. It's more just moving everyone away from cash. I think everyone's been talking about the end.
Well, except that the only way that communitarianism can come into play is when you can track and control every transaction, prevent them.
Yeah.
But that's.
It's a collectivizing. You know, it's creating a more uniform commerce system. It's going to be this way or the highway. And either you're going to sign in or you're going to sign out. You're not going to be in.
Yeah, and you can't punish people for using too much carbon if you can't cut off their ability to buy and sell.
Right. Let's see if we have any more comments in the chat here. No, not too much. Aloha, okay, Ab from Clockwork 113. Yes. Mm-hmm.
So Nikki Rapana, asked by many of her followers on her blog 5 years ago.
Yes.
Boy, this sounds really horrific. How the hell are they ever going to implement it? Well, when COVID come along, she said, there's your answer.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So much could be done. Mm-hmm.
So my point is, you know, this is from somebody who's 65 years old. And when I was 20, I'd have a big stack of checks in my pocket and I'd wait till Friday and I'd go around to each individual bank, C1st, Rainier Bank, and then I'd cash the little handful of checks that I made for the last couple of weeks. And I'm thinking, boy, I sure am glad I can slip underneath the door and nobody can keep track of my money. Well, those days are done.
Yeah, well, we know that. In Canada, most people don't use cash anyway, so it's going to be a very easy transition into any currency with any amount of control they want. It's not a problem. Cash is already by choice. And you know what? That's like that in most of the Western nations. Maybe not the U.S., but in China, they use WeChat to transact. So I know Elon wants to make X a WeChat-type company. I don't think it's going to work, but America, you know what I, America's a wild horse that is going to be hard to tame.
Sure, I can see, because I go out, I go to the stores, I, you know, I do all the errands, and in the last month,
what does Brian noticed, do?
Well, Brian talks a lot. No, he thinks. He thinks on
the- Brian, get off the couch.
No, he's got a lot of responsibility.
I know. I've seen him. I've seen him try to cut trees down.
Yeah, you're right. But let me go back. What I noticed in local mainstream stores here in the past month, there's these machines that have to check all 20s and 100s. And it's a big pain in the ass for the cashier.
For counterfeit.
For counterfeit. Like they're, you know, they have to do this extra step that makes it a big hassle. That overall I see is don't use cash because it's a big hassle.
Yeah.
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 How's the masking in Seattle or your area?
Everybody's wearing them again.
Oh, yes. It's back, huh?
Yeah. Fuckers. I'm so never upset. It's like,
they just want to be in this new cult.
Yeah.
They want to be in the cult. They, especially young people. It's so sad.
Wherever they're getting their news from, all these young people, they're wearing them. And I guess I should stop and ask them, why are you doing this? Because we've had beautiful weather. There's no reason. They should be healthy. But maybe I'll ask questions more. I don't know why.
Do a woman on the street interview with your new mic and record it. Get Brian to record it.
And as to what does Brian do? Well,
I know what you do. I'm just joking. I've seen you cut trees down. Come on, man.
Okay. Well, what I'm saying is you get a little 1-inch long article in the newspaper, Tree Kills Man, around here. And Jenna, the Lithuanian logger.
Yeah.
And I put shit on the ground that its time has come, but. You know, in the world of Cindy Niles, and
Brian, when are you going to start a biochar podcast? Biochar podcast. Can you, I'll subscribe to that. Just talk biochar all day long.
And Tim, it would all fall back on what can you do, Jenna, to make that happen? Because he has no computer skills whatsoever.
Okay, when are you going to produce it?
Well, I guess that's a good question.
Well, I would prefer that Jenna create a why is biochar given the big XX? How come biochar is not something that anybody's talking about? It's the biggest conspiracy there is, far beyond why nobody's talking about communitarianism.
Well, I think salt, the lack of salt is bigger than biochar.
Okay.
Good on you, man. I mean, we all have our, you know, here's the top of the list. So I'm glad I got to voice that.
Okay. Well, Frank, do you have any closing comments? Because we're about an hour and we like to keep this show to about an hour because we know that's the attention span of the average gnat that listens to us.
Yeah.
Oh, did Frank drop off? Frank, you dropped off and you came back. What happened? The power go out?
I don't know. Am I?
Right. Yeah. Do you have any closing comments? Because we want to wrap this up. I can hear you, Frank. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. I was just saying that I have updated the 12-month rolling total of registered deaths in Victoria with the latest figures.
Where can we find that?
I can show it on my screen, I guess, can't I?
Yeah, you can share your screen.
Let me just.
Brian and Jenna, do you know anyone that's been killed or injured by the vaccine all these years later?
Well, my sister had a good year and a half of a frozen shoulder. She would not agree. Yeah, she wouldn't. She's like, oh, no, it's because I did. She wouldn't acknowledge that it was the vaccine.
Right.
And both of my parents, and I'm going to see them soon. In many ways, their health has degraded. They're on like seven. They're on their seventh shot now.
Oh, my goodness. There's seven. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Well, they got the two and then all the boosters. So each of them are seven. Yeah.
Wow. I had no idea they were that. We're up to that many.
I was waiting for the other shoe to drop. They're 83 and 76. So I'm going to be seeing them soon.
So you can't do anything with an 83-year-old. They're not going to change their mind. That's the thing, isn't it? You got to let them go. I know what you mean. Yeah.
Yep.
But my encouragement to you, Frank, is to reach out to Cindy Niles. She's pretty lonely.
Where is she? Yeah. Is she in Melbourne? Because Frank is around the bay.
Yeah, she's about an hour or so away.
Oh, that would be great.
She's back and forth between Melbourne and Victoria visiting her divorced papa.
Victoria is the state.
Yeah, Victoria's the state, yeah.
You can't go back and forth in a state. She's in the state of Victoria. So she lives around Melbourne.
Okay. I plead ignorant.
I know. Can you find Australia on a map, Brian?
I could, but I'm not going to right now. Jenna's typing
beef jerky. Well, I'd be interested. I'd be interested to get in touch with her to find out if she's the real McCoy.
That would be great.
That's my key.
You don't go on Facebook?
Me? I go on Facebook
to talk to my children and to arrange karaoke nights.
Frank, type in Cindy Niles.
I put a link, Frank. Okay. Frank can go into the show notes. Frank can find her.
I'm catching up with a fakeologist today at the wine bar in Geelong.
Who's that?
Thomas J.
Oh, Thomas J is a donor to the show. Shout out Thomas J. Thank you. That's great.
I have a glass of French champagne.
Oh, that's really good. So make sure you, maybe you can get Cindy Niles in your sphere and interview her for the Fakeologist Radio Network. Frank, we'd be happy to accommodate that or put that up if you want to record it.
Sure. So going back to the statistics, I don't know if you can see on the screen there.
Yeah, we've got them up there. Go ahead. Brian's sending me beef jerky recipes while we're trying to talk death here.
I will definitely have the beef jerky recipes. Oh, so the
Jenna. Okay, go for it.
The start of injections,
the
death rate was about 40,000 per year.
40,000 per year, okay.
It moved up as high as nearly 50,000. Now it's fallen back to about 46,000 per year.
Okay.
There's a new round of injections coming, of course. So it will be interesting to see what happens again.
Have you had a period of time of really no injections? No injection campaign.
Well, all of the, I don't know what you had there, but we had all these huge mass vaccination centers that were set up.
Mm-hmm.
They've all disappeared.
Ours have disappeared for at least a year.
And
I think the total
number of injections has fallen.
Okay.
But I'm not certain. And there is, there has now been an advice that no information sheets have to be included with the injections anymore in Australia.
Oh, they could go back to the blank sheets? Yeah. Nothing there? That's terrible.
That's all just happened. So I can only assume that that's been put
that's
in because
the so-called informed consent.
Another round of injections coming out. But, wow. I think to me, assuming, we don't know if these figures are real, but these figures indicate to me a very strong correlation between jabbing and the number of people passing away in each year.
Okay. In each month. Well, so, that's Frank, upbeat.
Before we close off, my encouragement, Cindy Niles on Facebook has both a red and blue shirt.
Yeah.
The blue shirt she's describing in an hour-long live chat, she walked into a bar and talked to somebody 60 years old or plus. This is just my encouragement. I know it's not a 10-minute drive for you, but set up somebody for Cindy to talk to, because...
Does Cindy do karaoke?
I do.
Janet does.
Of course I do.
How fantastic.
Well, the point is, if you want, if Frank is going to set anything up, it's going to be in a karaoke bar.
And unfortunately, she, that's the sad facts.
So if we can get Cindy in a karaoke bar, are there any good communitarian tunes that you'd like maybe Frank to learn? And maybe that'll lure her in.
Oh, I have.
What about the Red Army song? The Long
What's
March?
That? The Red Army song, yeah. Well, we can always type it into pre-search.
It's a very inspiring tune, by the way. I actually, when I was selling salt in China, the company that I was working with was run by four ex-Red Army majors, and we're at this karaoke bar with these four. They're about, I guess they were 50 at the time, these four majors, but they were all built like brick toilets, and, you know, fit and look like killers to me. But could they sing? And they sang the Red Army song. That was an experience for me. Listen to these four guys belt out the Long March. Whoa. Just a great time.
I think I found a communitarian song by somebody. Johnny Bittner, is that it? Here it is. Here's a song by Johnny Bittner about communitarianism. What the hell? I'll play a bit.
Good job.
Where are the lyrics? Okay. Let me skip ahead. I don't think he speaks.
I think the Red Army song is better at.
Okay. What's it called? The Red Army song?
The Red Army, the marching song of the Red Army or something.
Okay.
Well. The word will not be spoken.
Yeah, really. The Red Alert theme? No, that's not it. We're all over the place. I don't have the Red Army marching song. Oh, what is this? The Red Army choir? I don't know. We got to close up. We got to go with the closeout music. All right. Well, Brian,
thanks for another opportunity to converse with you.
Well, thank you. Yeah.
Thanks for calling in, Jenna and Brian.
Yeah, well, Brian and Jenna, always good to hear. Thanks for the beef jerky recipe and the pictures of the smoking hot barbecue. And I appreciate.
I sell smoked salt, by the way, Brian and Jenna. It's
smoked
very popular.
Salt?
Yeah. Super popular.
Well,
all right,
maybe Cindy Niles likes it. Me neither.
Okay. I'll consider that. Thank you. Great.
Frank, do you sell a biochar salt?
Look, people have asked us to do it. There is a company that makes a salt like that called black salt, and it's basically got salt crystals have taken up the carbon into it.
Cool.
I think it's done by Cypress Salt.
My only salt story is the Dollar Vigilante said one of the best ways to lose weight, wake up in the morning, put a little salt on your tongue, drink water. Salt helps the water hydrate your cells, helps it permeate the cells, and you will lose weight by doing that bit of fasting exercise. So salt plus water plus walk in the morning before you've eaten, before you break your fast, you can lose weight. And it doesn't cost anything to do it, really. So just your time. So there's a little health tip. I haven't tried it yet.
I think you'd have to overcome a lifetime of prejudice against salt as well, wouldn't you?
Mm-hmm. But that's what we're doing, one flake at a time here. And
that's
I'm not saying we have flakes on this show, but some do.
I do have an experience this morning. I heated Celtic salt, put it in a pack for my lower back because I've in the garden, I'm bending over too many times. I had a sore back and I used heated salt.
I'm glad you said it was because of being in the garden, Jenna. Thank you, because this is a children's appropriate show. Thank you. All right, we got to go before this show gets too racy. Thank you, Frank. Thank you, Jenna. Thank you, Brian. Thanks, everyone, for donating. You guys keep FakeoTube alive. You keep the show going. We really appreciate it. Value for value. If you think you got anything out of this show, please consider making a donation. It's not mandatory, but it's always fun to get a few bucks here and there. Coffee money is all I suggest. I wouldn't pay too much more, but thanks to those that have made the choice to pay a little bit more. And you are all located at fakeologist.com/donors. Donate/donors. Here's the list over here. So thank you. Don't forget all the sub-sites, Fakeologist Forums, Fakeologist Blog, FakeoTube, and we'll be back on the weekend to do the FakeoTube audio chat. It's very popular. There's lots going on there. So make sure you tune in at fake11.com/discord. And that's it. That's all she wrote. So thank you guys again. Have a great night and good night. Take care. Bye-bye.